Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bell.
Let us be centered in God's presence. And today we will reflect on a few lines from Walt Whitman's Song of Myself. He says, "Why should I wish to see God better than this day? I see something of God each hour of the 24, and each moment then. In the faces of men and women I see God, and in my own face in the glass. I find letters from God dropped in the street, and every one is signed by God's name. Gracious and loving God, help us to be awake and alert to the clues of your loving presence strewn all over our hearts. Amen."
Repeat after me. I pledge
allegiance unto the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
Members, without objection.
Members, without objection, we will move to item 250, Assembly Bill 97, managed by Senator Mitchell. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 97 by Assemblymember Ting, relating to the Budget Act of 2017.
Senator Mitchell.
Good morning, Madam President and colleagues. AB 97 is the vehicle that will contain the 2017-18 budget for the state of California. This bill will be the vehicle for the Conference Committee on the Budget. This will begin our reconciliation process with the Assembly in order to adopt the legislature's version of the 1718 budget. We've concluded Senate deliberations on the 1718 budget at our hearing this past Tuesday. The next step in the process is to work out our differences with the Assembly in the Conference Committee on the Budget, which will convene next week. Members, I ask for an aye vote on the measure. This will send the bill back to the Assembly and allow for the Conference Committee on the Budget to convene.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Members, any discussion or debate?
I appreciate you.
Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. No. Atkins. Aye. Bates. No. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Kinella. De Leon. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Gaines. No. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lara. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. No. Morrell. Newman. Aye. Wynn.
No.
No. Nilsson. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Skinner. Stern. Aye. Stone. No. Vidak. No. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Wilk.
No.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill. Kinella. De Leon. Fuller. No. Hertzberg. Lada. Morrell. Nilsson. No. Skinner. Wiener. Aye.
Ayes 22, no. Ayes 23, noes 10. The measure passes. Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Senator Gaines. Members, we are returning to privileges of the floor. Senator Gaines at the pro tem's desk. Senator Gaines.
Thank you so much, Madam President and members. I rise to adjourn in memory of Laura Tyrell, who passed away unexpectedly in April. I just saw her a few weeks ago in the halls here, and she was a huge advocate. Laura was inspirational in her fight against breast cancer and in her passion as an educator and advocate for other cancer patients and their families. After receiving her diagnosis 17 years ago, she became a tireless campaigner for the American Cancer Society, frequently in Sacramento and Washington, D.C., fighting for a cure and fighting for better care for cancer patients. She also took her message directly to patients, families, and survivors around the state, speaking to countless groups about research and treatment. Laura was also an instrumental in raising $1.5 million for the Placer Breast Cancer Foundation and the community. Patients and their families are all better off as a result of her efforts. Laura was a wife and mother of three, and she will be deeply missed by her family and the people of Granite Bay and the many, many people around the state whose lives were touched as a result of her bravery, commitment, and grace. God bless Laura Tyrell and her family. And we have her husband, Steve, daughter, Katie, and sons, Jamie and Jeff here to make this presentation. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Please bring her name forward so she can be properly memorialized. Thank you. Members, we are still under privileges of the floor. Senator Bell, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, for adjourned memories.
Please proceed.
I request today to adjourn the Senate sessions in memories of the late Jerry Smith of Saratoga. Senator Jerry Smith served two terms as a member of the State Senate in District 12. In this chamber, he passed historical legislation that continues to benefit millions of Californians. His visionary work includes the California Coastal Act that guarantees public maximum access to our beaches and protects coastal lands from unfettered development. He authored the Victims of Crime Act that provides assistance to victims of violent crime, and he also authored legislation to create the California Conservation Corps, which has employed well over 120,000 young people. Jerry graduated from Santa Clara University School of Law, passed the state bar in the mid-60s, served on the Saratoga City Council. In 1974, he was elected to the California State Senate, and in 1978, won re-election. In 1979, Jerry was appointed by Governor Jerry Brown as an Associate Justice to the California Court of Appeal, First Appellate District. He retired from the court in 1996, remained active. He was a true Renaissance man. He he was also a sculptor, learning his craft at the San Jose State Foundry, and has life-size bronze statues of Father Bellarmine and St. Ignatius of Loyola at the Bellarmine campus in San Jose. He's a native of Santa Clara County. Senator Jerry Smith is survived by his loving wife, Jane, brother Albie, and his children, Kevil, Tim, Steve, Peter, and Maggie, and 12 grandchildren. We wish them well in this difficult time. I'd like to adjourn in memory of our predecessor, Senator Jerry Smith.
Thank you, Senator Bell. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Mitchell, for what purpose do you rise?
Under motions and resolutions, Madam President.
We are still on privileges of the floor. We just had a little detour there.
All right, thank you. I'll wait patiently.
Thank you so much. Senator Wynn, for what purpose do you rise?
So of introduction.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, today, we actually had the students in the gallery, but they actually have just left. But I still want to announce and thank them for coming to the Capitol. For my district, a group of fourth graders, the students, parents, and teachers from McGall Elementary School in Seal Beach. The students were in San Francisco yesterday, and today they will be panning for gold later today as well. And so I wish them luck and enjoy the rest of their trip up to Sacramento, Northern California. And thank you for being involved. And that's it.
Thank you, Senator Wynn. Senator Skinner, for what purpose do you rise?
Adjourn in memory.
We are trying to get through privileges of the floor. Thank you, though. Any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none.
Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Members, there's a resolution at the desk requesting suspension of Joint Rules 28, 28.1, and 29 as they relate to the Budget Conference Committee for AB 97. The request was approved by Senate Rules.
Secretary, please read the resolution.
Resolved that Joint Rules 28, 28.1, and 29 be dispensed with as they relate to the Committee on Conference concerning Assembly Bill 97.
Secretary, please call the roll to suspend the rules.
Allen. Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Kinella. I, De Leon. I, Dodd. Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
I, Galgioni. I, Glazer. I, Hernandez. I, Hertzberg. I, Hill. I, Wesso. I, Jackson. I, Lada. Leva. I, McGuire. I, Mendoza. I, Mitchell. I, Monning. I, Morlock. I, Morrell. Newman. I, Wynn. I, Nilsson. I, Pan. I, Portantino. I, Roth. I, Skinner. I, Stern. I, Stone. Vidak. Wykowski. Wiener. I, Wilk. I, Allen. I, Fuller. I.
Please call the absent members.
Dodd. I, Berryhill. Lada. Morrell. Stone. Vidak. Wykowski. Aye.
Ayes 35, no, 0. The joint rules are suspended. Under motions and resolutions, without objection, Senate bills reported from the Appropriations Committee with the recommendation do pass as amended will be given their second reading upon being reported. Without objection, the Senate journals for May 22nd through May 26th, 2017 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Okay, members, we'll now move on to consideration of the daily file, second reading file. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 385, 626, 3, 8, 10, 12, 17, Senate Bill 29.
Those will be deemed read. Thank you. And amendments adopted. Senate third reading, file item 248. Secretary, please read. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 42 by Senator De Leon, relative to the standing rules of the Senate for the 2017-18 regular session.
Pro Tem De Leon.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Resolution number 42 updates our standing rules to reflect the recent committee changes made by the Senate Rules Committee on a bipartisan vote. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, I rise to express some frustration with the process that was undertaken on this issue. The item became before the Senate Rules Committee with no notice and no background information. The actions contemplated in this resolution were not discussed with Republican members of the Rules Committee or our caucus. Had there been some notice and some discussion, you would have found that we generally do not object to the merger of the Banking and Finance Committee with the Insurance Committee. This was previously a combined committee, and it was not long ago that it was divided to meet the interest of the majority, and then Senators Juan Vargas and Ron Calderon. While not contemplated in the resolution, a related action in the Rules Committee resulted in Senator Vidak being removed from the combined committee, despite his desire to continue serving. While we recognize the prerogative of the majority, we simply ask that there be an effort to communicate with our caucus when it comes to the operations of the Senate, and I think that that would advance significantly the bipartisan efforts that we are attempting to have in this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Any other discussion or debate, members? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. No.
Oh, excuse me.
Atkins,
Senator Jackson, would you like the close?
Senator De Leon.
I'm sorry, Senator De Leon. Would you like the close? I apologize.
Thank you much, Mr. President. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Right. Secretary, please call the roll.
So Allen, aye. Anderson, no. Atkins, aye. Bates. No. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Canella. De Leon.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Fuller.
No.
Gaines.
No.
No. Galgiani.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Lada.
Leva.
Aye. Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Aye. Mendoza.
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock.
No.
Morrell. Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Wynn.
No.
Nielsen.
No.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Aye. Stern.
Aye.
Aye. Stone.
No.
Vidak.
No.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Aye. Wilk.
No.
Secretary, call the absent members.
Berryhill, Canella, Lada, Morrell.
Ayes 26, noes 10. The resolution is adopted. Members will now move to the Assembly third reading. Let's file item 249. Senator Wilk, this is file item 249. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 78 by Assemblymember Baker relative to Small Business Month.
Great. Thank you, Senator Wilk. Microphone, please.
Test 1, 2.
Right.
I rise today to present ACR 78. There we go.
Much better.
Which is a resolution acknowledging May as Small Business Month. California is home to some of the most innovative and competitive firms in the world, consistently placing as the sixth largest economy in the world. However, small business embodies the risk-taking and entrepreneurial spirit that is the backbone of our Golden State. According to the 2016 Small Business Profile published by the U.S. Small Business Administration, California is home to 3.7 million small businesses and approximately 7 million Californians.
Members, can we please just cool the chatter a little bit? We've got Senator Wilk making a presentation. Senator Wilk, please.
Yeah. Today I rise, no, I'm not gonna do that. About 97% of all businesses in California have 49 or fewer employees. California also has the highest number of Hispanic and Asian American women-owned business firms. We need to ensure small business thrive in the state and acknowledge the economic power that they wield. So members, please join me in recognizing all the contributions small business has made to our great state. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Senator Wilk. Members, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins. Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. Bradford.
That's it. That's
aye. Canella.
Go consent now.
Aye. De Leon.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni.
Aye.
Aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Lada.
Leva.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell. Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Atkins.
Aye.
Berryhill. Fuller. Lada. Morrell.
Ayes 36, no 0. Measure passes. Members will now move to the consent calendar. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 204, 275, 491, 668, Senate Concurrent Resolution 46, Assembly Concurrent Resolution 18, 60, 65, 74, 66, 69, 71, 73, and Assembly Concurrent Resolution 75.
Members, any objections or comments in reference to the consent calendar? Would you like anything removed? Seeing and hearing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates. Aye. Bell. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Kinella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Dodd.
Yes. Okay, good.
Fuller.
She's coming back down.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lara. Leva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza. Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell. Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern. Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener. Wilk.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller. Aye. Stern. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill.
De Leon.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Lara.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Morrell. Wiener.
Aye.
Ayes 37, no 0. The consent calendar is confirmed. Is adopted. Thank you. Members will now move to the special consent calendar. Secretary, please read. Oh, that's been done. Okay. Okay, members will now move to motions and resolutions for Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, I request that we move file item number 206, SCR 49, to the inactive file. Thank you.
Great. The desk will note. Thank you. If there's no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. Excuse me. Okay, we have an adjourned memory. Senator Skinner.
Thank you so much, Mr. President and members. I rise to ask that you join me to adjourn in memory for Joey Morse, who is Albany Mayor Peggy McQuaid's adopted daughter. Joey was born with severe disabilities. She had cerebral palsy and was mentally retarded. Her story is a story of how profoundly the disabled among us who live vital and healthy lives can affect all of our perceptions of the way that their lives can enhance each of us, our communities, our neighborhoods. Joey was not Peggy's actual biological daughter. She was the daughter of a good friend of Peggy's. But that woman got breast cancer, and Joey moved in with Peggy when Peggy's mother got breast cancer. Later, when her mother died, Peggy adopted her and raised her. When Joey died, she was 51 years old and had lived with Mayor McQuaid for over 40 years. And she was a fixture in the Albany community. You would see her out at the street fairs. She loved ice cream. We always saw her at the ice cream stores, and she was in her wheelchair and out and about quite frequently, and people loved her dearly. And many, many residents of Albany remarked that as a result of their interactions with Joey and Peggy, that completely changed their perception of disabilities and their perception on how you could have a relationship with people with disabilities. Joey's life is going to live on because upon her death, Peggy donated her corneas, and now there are two people whose sight is restored due to Joey. So I ask that we adjourn in her memory. She will be deeply missed by the Albany community and clearly by Mayor McQuaid. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Our thoughts and prayers go to Joey and the family. Senator Nielsen.
President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask that we adjourn in memory of one of the quiet legends of the third house here, Art Krause, Colonel Art. Art was a 26-year veteran of the Army, actually the Army Air Corps. And Art and my father served as officers together for many years. I first became acquainted with him before I even became a legislator through my dad. Art was respected, soft-spoken, and a true leader. During his military career, he had many roles and many distinctions, including an interesting one when we were beginning to have the sonic booms, the product of these fast-flying jets. He was a communication officer that went around the country forewarning people of what that sound was so they did not get concerned. He then became an advocate here in Sacramento, particularly for veterans' issues. What he loved most doing was helping his fellow veterans, including authoring and writing Proposition 160 that allowed a property tax break to the spouses of deceased veterans. He also later then worked with my wife when she was the executive officer of the acupuncture board. Art was an advocate for acupuncture and homeopathic medicine. Quite a diverse and renaissance career for this fine man. He's survived by his wife Lois, son Lynn, sister Irene, and Art is going to be properly interred in Arlington National Cemetery. A great honor to have known this man, and he's properly honored being able to be laid to rest with the most distinguished of our veterans. Art Krause, a quiet legend. May God be with him.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Our thoughts and prayers go to Art Krause and the family. If there's no other business, we'll move to Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I'm going to give a sort of a breakdown of what next week's going to look like. But first, I want to wish all of you a very happy Memorial Weekend with both your family, with your loved ones, with your constituents. Please be safe this weekend with your loved ones. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you return on Tuesday. We will reconvene on Tuesday on this floor at 12 p.m. So we just had the appropriations suspense dump yesterday at 11 a.m. We will have to dispense with all of these bills, vote for these bills, vote against these bills. There will be some lively debates, you know, next week. So we're going to spend the vast majority of our time on this Senate floor next week. So we're going to reconvene on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Our goal for Tuesday is to dispense with 80 measures. 80 bills on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we will reconvene at 9:30 a.m., and our goal is 100 bills. And on Thursday, 9:30 a.m., again, we will reconvene on this floor. Our goal is to hit 75 bills. Depending on how we do during the course of the week, is how we manage our time on this floor, especially on those measures that have support across the board. But we don't have long debates. We can expedite and be efficient with our time, and obviously a handful of measures that will incur very vigorous, you know, prolonged debates. It is what it is, and we'll have those discussions on this floor. Our goal on Thursday is 75 bills. Now, depending on how we do during the course of this week, will be contingent if actually we work on Friday to deal with any stragglers that we have to deal with. If we actually get all work done Monday, or I should say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we won't have to have session on Friday. But if we do have session on Friday, that's okay too. We'll have session on Friday. And folks, yes, our majority leader just mentioned we should make plans to be here on Friday. We don't know what will happen because of the appropriations dump, and you know how convenient that the hatchet man is not here. He has disappeared altogether, and to be before his colleagues here today, you know, how convenient, you know. I know he's getting in real time right now, the texts. But and one thing too, with colleagues both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, today we have the desk open until what time, more or less? And say one more time. Okay. This desk will be open today until all legislative business has been received by the desk. Therefore, that means all the corrective amendments that must be put forth across this desk. The reason why we had the appropriations dump yesterday is because it's natural. There's going to be mistakes being made. And if we did this today up against the deadline, then there will be some very unhappy people because of their own internal mistakes within their own offices of getting things across the board, across the desk, and having to come back and say, oh, we made a mistake here. We need to change this, and all of a sudden that desk is shut down. So we don't want that to happen. So this desk will remain open for your staff until all business is across that desk today. So that means if it's late, it's late. So reconvene Tuesday, 12 o'clock, 100 bills, 80 bills, I should say, 100 bills on Wednesday, 75 bills on Thursday. And if need be, please plan to stay here on Friday. Again, have a very safe and wonderful Memorial Day weekend with your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received at the desk. We will reconvene Tuesday at noon.